Maine legislature has just completed a very controversial session, and it's interesting to talk to a guy who was there, oftentimes had a voice, and oftentimes was an observer. Henry John Bear, who represents the Maliseets at the Maine legislature. A little background on you. Where were you born and brought up?
Well, it's great to be here, Mr. DeWitt, and I appreciate you coming here to my home in Holton, and which is also the head office of the Aroostook Treaty Education Center. And I bring that up for an important reason. I'll get into that later. But I am born in Maine, brought up as a Maliseet tribal member. The unfortunate fact is parents were affected by alcohol, which led to a divorce. And I ended up growing up in four Maine foster homes, excellent Maine foster homes, I'm always proud to say. But yeah, I'm born in Maine, raised in Maine, and I'm a Maliseet tribal member.
Henry John, you've done a remarkable job as a background of the military and also your education. What about your military service?
Well, when I was 17 and in my last foster home, I thought that where I was kind of getting bored with things and looking for adventure, I joined the U.S. Coast Guard and began a career that lasted nearly 15 years.
You visit a lot of places in the United States and probably in foreign countries?
I've been in foreign countries and on both oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific. I've served on three large Coast Guard vessels, one out of New York for 26 months, another out of Mobile, Alabama, an icebreaker, and then another for another 24 months out of Alaska.
Boy, you had a very ambitious educational background, John. Tell us about that, will you?
Sure. Well, after a while, with benefits increasing as a result of the Republican president, Ronald Reagan, with regard to his support for the United States military, we received pay raises and also increases in educational benefits, which we decided we ought to pursue. So at the 13-year mark of active duty, I took a break and attended the University of Maine system where I graduated from. And then, and that was on my GI Bill. And then I undertook grad school, and I also got a law degree out of the University of New Brunswick.
So you took pre-law at Presque Isle?
I did. It's funny because when they interviewed me for admission, I told them that my goal was to become a lawyer, a tribal lawyer. And they, of course, tongue-in-cheek kind of chuckled. But when I did it, I recall going back as an alumni and talking to the same people, admissions, and professors, and they, by golly, said, you did it. But I didn't go to pre-law at the University of Maine. I did attend the pre-law program at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, and that was specifically for tribal members who were attempting law school, and I successfully completed that program.
Did you get your law degree?
I did. It's right there on the wall behind you.
I see. Do you practice law at all, John?
Well,
John Henry, Henry John.
I practiced law for many years, specifically with regard to tribal treaty and Aboriginal rights issues. Economic development was the goal, so that way we could create jobs and increase revenues. And I've been doing it ever since. I did it as a practicing lawyer. I've practiced at all levels in the Canadian court system. I have been affiliated with the Holton Law Center, where mm-hmm. I've also handled issues for tribal members, Indian child welfare issues, and others.
Now, I'm going to ask you something, John. Do you consider yourself a U.S. or Canadian citizen? What do you consider yourself?
Well, I'm proud to say that I'm all three. By operation of law, by birth, I'm a Maliseet tribal member and also a U.S. citizen, and by law, I'm a citizen of Maine with the right to vote as a Maliseet tribal member in Maine elections since 1967. When I was born in the state of Maine, it was not legal for Maliseets to vote uh-huh. in this state. So Since then, the law has changed. A lot has changed. But by operation of law, I'm a U.S. citizen. By virtue of the location of my birth under U.S. law, I'm also a Canadian citizen by operation of law, by the fact that I'm a member of the Maliseet tribe, which is a federally recognized tribe in by the government of Canada. So I'm a member of a federally recognized tribe in the United States. The same tribe is recognized by the Canadian government.
You must know I'm calling you John, because every time your picture's in the paper, it's John Bear, but it's really Henry John.
That's correct. I'm named after my father and my grandfather, Henry, which is, of course, a Catholic or, you know, family tradition in carrying on our family, our surnames as well. The Bear name is one that's got quite a story and history here in Halton and regionally. Of course, the first family on record when settlers and explorers and visitors first came here were the Bears, who were Maliseet tribal members. Ambrose Bear specifically was the host for Squire Cook, a lawyer who, with a Mr. Mullen, an Irishman, had wandered over here from the St. John River by way of Woodstock, and were put up by our family members, and they apparently had a good experience, because they thereafter stuck around, and here we are in this community, all built up around us.
We're going to get into that a little later, Henry John, because you have quite a history in Halton. In fact, I think you go back before the Putnams and all the people that settled here in the Haltons.
I certainly do.
Okay, when was your first time that you represented the Maliseets in Augusta?
Well, I was actually approached by tribal leadership to offer as a candidate during the run-up to the 126th legislature. I would be the first elected representative. There were two other candidates, very good candidates, Pam Griffith and Dolores McDonnell. They just barely didn't get elected, so it's really quite a close election. But I ended up reoffering in the 127th legislature, and I ran unopposed. So I hope that means that they were either satisfied with my performance and my efforts, or perhaps they didn't think it was something that they were interested in. I don't know how it came down, but anyway, I got reelected.
Well, how are you elected? Explain that to me, will you? Who voted? How did they vote? In the tribal council, or how? Was it the entire Maliseet group vote for you?
Yes, it was a general election, and it's held every 2 years. And like chief or council members, I have to circulate a petition where my nomination is confirmed by a number of electors. For chief, you have to have 20 signatures to support your nomination. For tribal representative to the legislature, you have to have 15 signatures. And for council member to offer for council for a general election, you have to have 10 signatures. So I was able to obtain the 15 signatures and more. And so then there was a general election held, and more people turned out when I was the only candidate than the first election when I was one of three. I was quite pleased with that. They didn't have to go vote at all. All I needed was one vote, and I had nearly double the votes this time around.
Well, Henry John, now you can attend all the sessions of the legislature. You don't have a vote, but you can submit legislation.
And I do. I send, if you go to the website, you can see the legislation that I've submitted. Last session, the 126th, I think I submitted 12 bills, resolutions,
Would you want to tell me about some of them, the important
sure,
ones?
Sure. In this session, I submitted a further 12 bills or resolutions, and they basically all come down to my job, which is to advance our recognition, our sovereignty, our status, and basically to let people know our story, our history, and our current situation, and to also seek to partner up with the other representatives and the state of Maine by improving, having a good relationship, having good communications between the Maine government and our tribal government and my people, for the purpose of generating economic opportunities, jobs, increasing revenues. So that's my goal. So all my bills went for that purpose. For example, you know, one of the first things I did when I got down there was to let them know
who we were from our perspective, which included in the context of our past historical relationship, the treaty-based relationship that we're quite proud of. The first treaty with the United States was with our people, the St. John River Indians, as we were then called. And as Maliseets, you know, we continue to, you know, refer to that first treaty of 19 July 1776 as a basis for what we were thinking then in the first minutes and hours of our relationship with the United States and Massachusetts and now the state of Maine, and how we continue to still think that way.
Are you the only Indian representative in the legislature?
Currently the only sitting representative. There are two other representatives. The Penobscots have one, Wayne Mitchell, and the Passamaquoddies have a tribal representative in Matt Dana. Their leadership has chosen, their people has chosen to recall their members, well, over the last month or so, and for various reasons that I think it would be best if they were to articulate them so that I wasn't inaccurate or misrepresent them. But basically, I think there were some frustrations. It was based on a lengthy running breakdown in communications between their tribes and the Maine government.
Henry John, were you connected with either political party or an independent party, or did you have no political affiliations?
I'm unenrolled. I'm neither Democrat nor Republican. My political party is the Maliseet tribe. Uh-huh. And so my concerns are, by having been invited to the Maine legislature, are those of the tribe and of my people as a whole. So when I go down there, I am not working for the chief and council per se. I'm representing all of our people. I'm elected by all of our people. And so I consult with all of them, including tribal leadership, especially the elders, mm-hmm. and others that have ideas and concerns. And I take their message with me to Augusta.